Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Jenny Panhorst, Senior Product Line Manager at Intel. Welcome, Jenny.
Thanks, Allison.
So this is your first time on Chip Chat. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, what is your role as it relates to the data center group at Intel?
So I work within the data center group, specifically in the communications and storage infrastructure group. And my particular role is leading a marketing team that is responsible for communications platforms and technologies that are sold into infrastructure, networking infrastructure, for both telco environments as well as enterprise and cloud environments. So we focus on the network.
And we've done a lot of Chip Chats in the past on networking and telco products and the trends in that space. So I'm really excited to talk to you today because Intel made a major announcement. Can you talk about it?
Sure. What we announced was the introduction of the Intel Xeon E5 2600 V3 product family with the Intel Communications chipset 8900 series, which features Intel QuickAssist technology. And so what this does is it harnesses the latest generation Intel Xeon processors and combines them with some of these exciting benefits that are possible in the communications chipset with Intel QuickAssist technology that features cryptography and compression acceleration that benefits a number of different applications.
So we've been playing in the comm space for a while now. Can you tell me what has evolved over the last few years in terms of changes of infrastructure within communications products and why this particular announcement is so exciting?
Well, there's a couple different things that are happening. A lot of people, I'm sure, a lot of your prior guests on Chip Chat have talked about just the explosion in data in the network that's driven by so many new use cases and so many new devices that are being connected. Just a couple different data points that I'll focus on, 50 billion connected devices by 2020. That's driving not only new types of traffic that are being driven across the network that the network infrastructure needs to handle, but also that the data center specifically the servers in the data center need to be able to handle. So when you see these 50 billion connected devices and you see the 50x data growth that is being driven as a result of that from 2010 to 2020, you see this need to address not only the volume of traffic, but also the increased complexity of traffic, which comes in a variety of different forms. We need to be able to optimize traffic that is running across the networks, but also deal with security concerns. And these are two key areas that Intel QuickAssist technology is able to help with.
Now, we've been talking about QuickAssist for some time now, and obviously this has been in a lot of our products. Where are these specific products expected to show up in comms infrastructure?
So what's really interesting is the fact that this is technology that was innovated by pull from a number of the customers and ecosystem partners that we work with in comms and networking infrastructure. So that's where the technology originated. And I'll talk about some of the applications there. But the exciting thing is that there's applicability of this same technology to other use cases within enterprise and cloud environments. So I can talk about some of those as well. Let's start with networking infrastructure specifically and a couple different examples of where this technology might be utilized. One area is in telco infrastructure itself. If you look at wireless infrastructure and the standards that govern the transmission of data across wireless infrastructure, and what I'm talking about here is basically all the back-end networking that makes our cell phones and our mobile devices work, they have specific protocols, specific ciphers that they need to support for security and secure transmission of data across the different nodes in the network of the telco service provider. And so Intel QuickAssist technology supports those ciphers, those cryptographic algorithms to meet those mobile specifications. So that's one particular area where this technology is actually being utilized today in telco service provider networks in order to improve the efficiency of that equipment and deliver the type of real-time cryptographic performance that's required. So that's just one example. Another area where in network infrastructure where these technologies are being utilized is for network optimization. So as one example, you might have a network appliance like a device that's responsible for optimizing the flow of traffic across a wide area network. So one enterprise data center campus talking to another enterprise data center campus. It's really important to make sure that the link, the network link between those two data centers is used as efficiently as possible. And so one way that a WAN acceleration appliance might utilize Intel QuickAssist technology is by using the compression technology to compress data real time and ensure that that network link between those different campuses is used as efficiently as possible.
And then when we take a look at cloud service providers, enterprise, are there other use cases that you would want to mention?
Absolutely. So we all know about SSL, Secure Sockets Layer. What that is a security technology that originally was used for financial transactions, but is showing up everywhere. When we browse the web and we see an HTTPS in front of the URL that we're looking at the web page of, that is using SSL. And so SSL is becoming increasingly prevalent in all of the communications that we do on a daily basis, including most public mail providers today are encrypting all of the traffic that's flowing over SSL. And so it's not just for financial transactions anymore. So it's becoming increasingly critical that servers across the data center are supporting SSL. One of the other capabilities that Intel QuickAssist technology brings to bear is support for public key exchange. So the actual generation of the keys that are used in order to support those SSL transactions. And so when you have the ability to accelerate the generation of the keys, then that increases the efficiency of the servers, the web servers in a data center that are supporting those SSL transactions. So that's one example. Another one that I'd like to highlight is in the area of big data, and specifically in the area of big data analytics and technologies like Hadoop, compression is one very important element to be able to utilize to efficiently transfer data among the different nodes that are doing the Hadoop operations. And so compression technology is very critical, and Intel QuickAssist technology has been used in those types of applications as well.
When you take a product to market like this, obviously there's a lot of engineering that goes into actually delivering this product. Can you talk about what it's like inside of Intel to marry the Xeon processor design with the Intel communications chipset design and ensure that a complete solution is being delivered?
Yeah, we do that in a couple different ways. The Intel communications chipset 8900 series can actually be used in a couple different ways. It can be used as the chipset or the platform controller hub that actually boots an Intel Xeon platform, but also in addition to that, offer this compression and cryptography acceleration technology that we've been talking about. So it can be used in that use case. It can also be used in an existing server as an add-in card via PCI Express. And so that's something that we offer both directly from Intel as well as with ecosystem partners to be able to provide this capability to existing servers so that they can reap this benefit. But we do focus a lot on not only the physical technology that's present in the silicon, but also all of the software enabling that is necessary to ensure that our partners and our customers can take advantage of this technology. So as we go through the development process, that's one of the key areas of focus for us as well, is to ensure that we're always keeping in mind the latest advancements in instruction set innovations and other technology innovations within Intel architecture, and making sure that that's matched appropriately with the acceleration technology that we're bringing to market. So we really do look at it holistically and across the platform and all the technologies that we have, and then we structure the software enabling that we do to take advantage of those technologies, both with proprietary software options that are out there as well as open source enabling.
When you take a look at this next generation platform, what are the kinds of performance advantages that we're being able to deliver to customers compared to previous generations?
So when we look at the platform level performance that we're able to deliver with the Intel Communications chipset 8900 series, And in some cases, what we look at is actually adding in multiple components into a platform because there are multiple PCI Express slots available. We can support some pretty impressive numbers, up to 100 gigabits per second of platform compression, up to 160,000 operations per second of key exchanges, those key exchanges that I talked about for SSL, and up to 100 gigabits per second of security cryptography throughput with either IPsec or SSL protocols. And so some pretty impressive gains over the prior generation of chipsets, as well as pretty impressive gains compared to other solutions that are available in the market today.
Obviously, we've delivered the product officially today, but we've been evaluating this with customers for quite a while. Can you talk a little bit about the early experiences with customer evaluations?
Sure. This is the second generation of products that are based on this technology, and this particular Intel communications chipset 8900 series was actually launched late last year with the Intel E5-2600V2 Xeon platforms. And so the technology has been out there for a while, and there was a prior generation version of the chipset that's been utilized for a while. And so that's where we've actually got quite a bit of traction with some of the use cases that I already mentioned around telco infrastructure, as well as within networking and security applications within data center infrastructure. But really where the exciting developments have occurred leading up to this particular platform launch has been in the expansion to those new use cases that I talked about a little while ago, specifically in cloud and beginning to move into data center or into enterprise data center environments.
Jenny, if folks want to find out more information about these products, can you send them to a particular website to find out more or connect with you?
Absolutely. You can certainly go to intel.com and search for Intel QuickAssist Technology and Intel Communications Chipset 8900 series. And I can also be reached on Twitter at Jenny, J-E-N-I underscore P. And I'd be happy to follow up with any questions that folks may have.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show, Jenny. I'm a first-time guest, but we definitely want to have you back again soon.
Long-time listener, first-time guest. I really had fun. Thanks, Allison.
That was very nice. Thanks so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.